Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Forgotten Family, created by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Past Forgotten. The bright summer sun shone warmly on the four Alden children. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny stood in front of an antique shop on Main Street, looking at a sign on the door.
"Come in,"
Benny said slowly. He was six and still learning to read.
Muldaur shop has reopened for business," said 10-year-old
Violet, finishing the sentence. Benny squinted at the sign.
"Reopened? Do you think that means somebody else is here instead of Mr. Muldaur?"
The Aldens had been to Muldaur's antique shop a few times, and each time the shop's owner, Mr. Muldaur, had been in a bad mood. The last time the children had visited, Mr. Muldaur had gotten upset with Benny for petting the dog that often hung out in the shop.
"Look here," said Violet.
She pointed to some small writing on the bottom of the sign.
"Muldaur's antique shop was closed last week due to illness. We apologize for any problems this has caused our customers." "It sounds like Mr. Muldaur was out sick," Jesse said. "I'm sure he's back now."
Benny frowned. Although he did not want Mr. Muldaur to be sick, he did not want to be yelled at again either.
"I think I'll stay out here and watch our bikes,"
Benny said. Henry and Jesse gave each other a look. They knew why Benny did not want to go inside, but they couldn't leave Benny on his own. At 14 and 12, Henry and Jesse knew just what was...